looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Hello, everyone. Happy good morning on a Monday. This is Light on Living. I'm your host, Lisa Berry. Not only a holistic nutritionist, but a really super happy, fun radio show host. And I'm switching everything up here today because sometimes that's what happens. And I want everybody to embrace surprises, embrace change, embrace even sometimes, and I put this in the show description, sometimes you feel like you've been dealt a crummy hand and you think, oh, Why does this have to happen now? And really, I've been doing so well, and then this showed up. But sometimes those are the best surprises, the best things that could help you expand and grow and actually help you in your healing process. And so today, which I was given a surprise today, we've had Tezza on the show before, which is absolutely adorable and fun and just magical, and she just helps you feel so good. But then there was a little surprise because she got dealt a little crummy hand and was kind of feeling under the weather, but she was not going to let that stop her. She said, what can I do to best support Lisa and myself? And so she just so happens to have a huge event coming up this weekend. So she has company with her, and her company, Alma, and I'm going to introduce them a little bit better than that shortly. But she said, you know what? Let's have Alma on the show. We can all three of us have this beautiful healing conversation, really share with the listeners, share with ourselves, and get that energy going. So my intro really is just to let everybody know, you know what? Sometimes you wake up or you turn around the corner and you think, No, I didn't want that. But then you can kind of say, oh, wait a second, it showed up for a really good reason. So let me say welcome to Tezza and Alma, first of all. So welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Lots of happy people. I love this. So both these ladies are healers. So first of all, let's get that right out of there. Mm-hmm. Both empaths, both healers, both intuitive. I mean, of course they are. But now, Tezza, you deal with a lot of the Akashic Records. And Alma, you're an acupuncturist, but you also do, like, editing and fun stuff. And you're from California. Tezza's in BC. I'm in close to Toronto, Ontario here. We've got it all over the map.
Yes, we're all over the map today.
Covering the globe.
Yes.
Yes, and actually that's what I really love to let people know is that you could be anywhere and you don't know who's going to show up for you at different times and places. And Tezza, let me touch with you on this one here for this question. Okay, so because you're a very strong empath. I mean, things really show up in your face all the time, every day. And if somebody was feeling that like that right now, they woke up and they checked their email and they went, no, I didn't want that email, or something happened with their car or something. How does one really have faith and trust that is for their betterment?
Well, I look at things as like this. I just go with the flow. So whatever is happening or whatever is given to me, I first acknowledge it. So then there's some grounding that's happening. That's like, you know, you're not scattered way out there, very anxious, you know. So you gotta have to be in touch with your emotional body that something had come up. And I'm centered, and I know I could shift anything that had come up for me. So acknowledging is the first step for those things that comes up, yes.
Yes, and not having that resistance to it. And I think a lot, actually, this is a great question for Alma, because I'm thinking, you know, Tezza just had to talk about the flow and about grounding, and I just brought up resistance. And then, of course, I'm thinking all about acupuncture. So, Alma, when people come to you and they say, I'm really struggling with this, is it usually because they think they have a physical pain, or do they come to you for emotional?
Oh, they come for all sorts of reasons. 3D meaning the physical, 4D meaning emotional, psycho-emotional. And then 5D, which is like they may be spiritually at a loss or grappling with something. So we can take care of all of those levels of being. But to follow up on what Tessa said about acknowledging what is happening, I think the very first thing to take it into the body is take a big breath.
Yes, let's do it all now.
Yes, that's it. And just acknowledge with that breath, bring it into the body, and then let spirit or the mind or your previous experiences guide you to the next step, which would be action.
Oh, they're both A words. Acknowledgement, then action.
Awesome. AA.
And acupuncture.
Woo. Okay.
And acupuncture. So when and this is actually, I love that you just really helped highlight that, the 3D being physical, the 4D being emotional, and the 5D being spiritual, because we need all those dimensions to come together so that we can be in alignment and then be into flow.
Most definitely. Now, when we take care of ourselves at all of these levels, we become open to healing other levels that our intellect cannot even understand. I'll just present that for everyone and see how they take it in. Because, you know, we all have different religions and spiritual beliefs or, you know, conditioning and programming, but there is so much more than what our intellect or our senses can present to us.
Oh, that's so interesting. And actually, you come from a very interesting perspective on the physical experience on that, because Tessa shared with me very briefly that you actually lived, you practice Hare Krishna, I'm assuming you still do Hare Krishna, and did you live within every, like you did this for 13 years?
Yes, I lived in an ashram for 13 years.
Oh, wow.
And
she's a real monk.
Yeah.
Ooh. It so happens that life throws us a ball and we have to deal with it. So my spiritual master left and I waited for a while for him to maybe come back. And I kind of thought, okay, I got to take care of myself now. I'm going to be my own spiritual master. So I started a healing path. So I first became a massage therapist, and then through massage, I learned all the acupuncture points and meridians, and I became an acupuncturist. And once I got that down on, you know, to a technician level, because actually when you know the points, you're just like an electrician, okay? You're dealing with a circuitry in the body, like an electromagnetic circuitry. And if you know where the switches are, you know how to heal a body. But I wanted to go beyond that. So I became a hypnotherapist. Because sometimes people would fidget on the bed, you know, on the tree.
Yes. That would be me. I would do that.
Yeah. All right.
So I would calm them down with breath work, which is actually how to start with acknowledging. And then I would bring them deeper and deeper into relaxation. And in deep relaxation, I would give them the suggestions of things that they needed to work on, perhaps changing food choices, lifestyle choices, just bring to awareness in a more subtle level when they are so relaxed that they may not even hear it, you know, but and they may be in la la land somewhere off in another world, but the ears are always open, so they actually access this vibration. And pretty soon, if they were facing a hump or an impediment to meditating, then they start to open up to that. Or if they had wrong food choices, maybe they're now open to a different variety of foods. So the hypnosis brought it further.
The openness, I can see what you're saying there now, because even you have such the pentameter of your voice, for me, Yes. Extremely calming and relaxing, and I am a very excited person. So, and I actually could just listen to you. I was thinking, oh, I'm
forever. You could stay with her forever, and I have her for 1 week.
Oh, you're going to be so calm. And
I know.
And I love that you said that, because we cannot receive suggestions. We cannot receive newness or expansion if we're so tightly wound up, or we don't have access. We can't take action if we don't have access to even those suggestions or the safety to accept these.
Yeah, yes. So when I bring people down to relaxation, when they achieve relaxation, the next step is to forgive themselves. So I take a little bit of time, whether they're awake or asleep or somewhere else, they are actually open to forgiving themselves for whatever they may have regretted doing or not doing. So, and then I go further beyond that. Once they've forgiven themselves, then they are open to forgiving others. But this is all happening without them, you know, like thinking about it on an intellectual level. They're so relaxed that there's no resistance.
Oh my goodness. Actually, you know what? This is fun, first of all. Hold on here.
Very deep.
It is. And yes, and I want to make sure I stay on this for a minute, because I do speak of forgiveness and Ho'oponopono. And I just, for a second, I want to show the mirror image, the reflection of what forgiveness looks like when you need to forgive. And Tezef, if you could enlighten us on this one. If I were to hold anger, I'm angry at myself for doing this, I blame myself for doing this, or I blame others, then again, I'm not going to be able to get to that next step and that flow. So in your world, if somebody were to have been in with Alma's session and then heard that they need to forgive themselves, and they think, oh my goodness, I think I should forgive myself, but I don't know how to get there. Is there any benefit, or could they come to you and use the Akashic Records to help heal that?
Yes. Forgiveness is actually the foundation of the Akash, because you're healing from the heart. And this forgiveness is actually in all timelines. So consciously and unconsciously, we've hurt someone, or others have hurt us without us being aware. So yeah, when we bring in that energy of healing with the masters, we're able to tap into those unconscious things that have arise, right? So like forgiveness, like anger, when we talk about anger, is actually a great catalyst, because that anger is fire. So anger is a catalyst to move and do something about it. So then you are not totally, like, depression is lower vibration than anger, because depression is most like stuck, you know, like you're in the dark, despair. But with anger, there's a catalyst of fire, and that fire is igniting you to release and really be aware of where is the roots of that anger coming from. Mm-hmm. So, and every emotion serves us, and by being friendly or embracing the emotion, we're able to go higher frequency to a deeper layer of our wounds. It's like a wound of the soul. Mm. So when we're healing wounds, because I'm a nurse, when we're healing wounds, we always provide that surrounding of fluidity and moist. You know, it's always have to be like gentle approach, so we're not abrasive. So dealing with emotions, like anger, the person or the healer that is around that angry person needs to know the boundary, that, you know, there is a space that this person just wants to vent, right?
Yeah.
And if you can provide that sacred space, especially in a healing session, you're able to help this person raise anger into a layer of self acceptance or letting go, and forgiving what had happened.
That is so many things right there. When you just said about venting, and a lot of people will pick up the phone and call someone they love in their sacred space, and they'll say, I just need to vent. And sometimes you'll think, oh, they're, whether it's gossiping or don't stay in that bad spot. But sometimes you're right, because venting is placing awareness on that that contrast emotion that you think, okay, I'm experiencing this emotion, and it's in total contrast of emotion I want to get there. But by I love that you said, we just got a plant, and it was a baby, it's a sapling, and I can't imagine going over to that plant who is a little bit weak right now and a little bit need some tender loving care, and shaking it into you grow, you get better, you know. That's just, and if we treated each other like that, you know, how different that would be. But I can see now that's what I imagined. I imagined this tree, you know, little baby tree. You just want to give it so much love and nurturing, like you said, with the flow and the moisture and the water and the sunshine and the love. Like plants.
Yes, we are like plants.
Now, we've got about 30 seconds before commercial, but when we do come back, I'd like to just explore a little further, because these are such beautiful healing techniques that they really do work in tandem, working with first the breath work, then the acupuncture, going into the Akashic Records. And I also wondered, have you guys ever done a session together, a healing session for another person with both of you together?
No, we've healed each other.
We heal each other. She's my healer.
We
are partners. I go to Los Angeles and I have some workshops with Akashic meditation, and then she comes here. This is her first time, and I hosted an event for her tomorrow. She has like 10 or 11 people for healing.
Well, when we come back, let's talk about that I would love to hear about. So we are going to scooch into commercial. When we come back, let's talk about healing events.
Okay, see you soon.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us today as we are here on Light on Living, and we're lightening the load of life's challenges. And I have two lovely guests with me today. Both are healers. And this, I'm going to say their full name, but then I might have to give a good spelling too. And Alma, as I say Alma properly this time, you know what's funny, Alma? I'm going to introduce you, but I use the berry Amla all the time, and I'm finding it so hard to say your name. And so it's Alma Bella Maglaya. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, score. Okay. And then, and then we've got Teza Zialcita, which I just love saying. So we'll have
all the spelling done properly on online, but I kept thinking, oh my gosh, if I call her AMLO one more time, it's a wonderful berry, by the way. I mean, it's a superfood.
But
so as we continue this, I really do want to talk about healing events for a couple reasons. First of all, the actual experience of a healing event, we all have our own healing events. They happen every day, all day, as our cells continue to regenerate and our minds and our hearts become to heal. But then we can actually really take it up a notch and enhance that healing by going to events with other people. And so, Teza, you shared that Alma has one tomorrow, and I know you have one on the weekend. So please share with us, what is tomorrow? What would happen?
Tomorrow's event is a talk, a two-hour talk, and I also wanted to have some healing happen, but I was going to introduce the importance of nutrition to healing, because nutrition, whatever we take in as food, has a frequency and a vibration. If we would like our frequency and our vibration to be pure, to be clearer, to rise up above the things that trouble us or annoy us about ourselves, then we have to refine the energy of what comes into our mouths and into our minds. So I was going to talk about nutrition and how to feed ourselves mentally with good vibration.
You're also talking about decharging?
Yes.
Decharging or deep charging?
Decharging. It's probably not very well known, but it's actually a way of releasing things that might come upon you. Say somebody says something nasty about you or your cat or your dog or something that you did. Okay. So now you're feeling this anger or this annoyance, but you can really very quickly get rid of it. First of all, you can breathe, but there are so many other techniques, especially for healers, to decharge after a day of healing.
Yeah.
All of that ectoplasm, all of the stuff that people released into the atmosphere that you are both in during the healing. So you can release that and remain pure and calm and serene for the next day or even the next night times, you know, hours of sleep.
Oh, I wanted to ask you about the nighttime and evening. I've always, because of it, that exact what you just said about the environment or the air or the energy just hanging around you, what can happen, even just having a conversation with somebody. I've always found myself to be very more susceptible, let's say, in the evening, like once my cortisol levels come down and I'm trying to relax. And so I actually cut off all conversations with people I really do think that could really interfere or harm me in that way. Am I being silly or is that true?
No.
Is that true?
I think it's a really good habit to just go into the silence, because the spark of who we are actually came from silence. If we were to retrieve into silence, even for just a few minutes each day, what an investment in our own energy, an investment that clarifies and refines our energy, just allowing the breath to link us with our own consciousness. And in that way, just release anything that has come upon us, has bothered us, or worries us. You know, you can clear it in the silence. And I encourage everyone who's listening right now to schedule a time, a date with your own self every day, minimum 3-5 minutes. You can afford to give that to yourself. Give yourself a bit of silence where you actually like go into yourself and say, with gratitude, thank you for everything that has happened to me, everything that I have, everything that I do, and everything that is done to me.
That is so beautiful.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It is a wow. And, you know, that makes me even more appreciate more sitting with somebody else in silence, because we're not just sitting there in silence, not connecting. We're sitting there in silence, healing ourselves.
Definitely, definitely. And when you reach that silence, you become an open vessel, okay? You can open up to guidance, to direction, to light, to love, so that you're actually clearer about who you are and what you are doing.
And I'd like to ask then, when you were in the ashram, how many hours of silence would they, and I'm going with hours because I'm pretty sure it's hours, how many hours of silence was there?
Well, we were required every day to do 2 hours of chanting.
Okay.
And the chant was actually a Hare Krishna chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And we would do this for 2 hours minimum every day. And the chant is actually opening oneself to being of service. Please use me in your service. Let me become a vessel for you to manifest here. Let me be your servant. Let me be your channel. Let me be your vessel so that your energy comes through to me, to everyone that comes within my energetic field.
Wow. That's a beautiful opening as well. Mm-hmm. And then so after 2 hours of chanting, I would want some silence too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that the silence or?
Yes, definitely. Why? Let me talk about mantra meditation, okay?
Ooh, okay.
There are different yugas. Yugas are time cycles. And I'm not going to go into that if you want to do your own research, because it's tens of thousands of years at a time that these things happen. We just so happen to be in a time called Kali Yuga. And Kali Yuga, integrity is no longer standing on 4 legs. It is standing on 1 leg, which means there is more evil or darkness than light. We are holding a quarter of the light that previous yugas used to enjoy. So it is quite a challenge to bear the light during this age. There are so many distractions. There are just so many distractions and attachments, and we are actually programmed to be consumers and to be materialistic because businesses thrive on this. But as beings of light, we need that moment of silence to regain that spark of joy, of gratitude, of clarity.
I do not think I've appreciated the candle flame in front of me so much as I am right now, just because it's that. And actually, if I'm correct, when I hear what you're saying about the spark of who we are was created in silence, I think of Om. Like Om being the sound of the universe in the silence, that's the true sound. And we're on Om Times Radio, of course. And Tessa, what's with you? How do you use the silence in your world?
In your daily life?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, silence is important for me during my nursing. So when I'm dealing with a lot of suffering clients, and coworkers that are stressed out, doctors that are nerve-wracked. So literally, I'm in the pool of suffering when I'm doing my nursing. So I take a break, and I literally become an observer when someone is speaking about their anger or their, like, burnt out, right? So I just become an observer and a space to have this love and, you know, a light for them. So silence also is important on my breaks. I take a break in the garden. I connect to the elementals. So the fairies, the fairy realm, and the guardians of, for me, they're the guardians of the flowers. So I literally communicate with the elementals while I'm on my break in the garden. And that recharges me throughout the 8 hours that I am in at the nursing home.
And then when I come home, I have silence with my cat.
Oh,
yes.
No, we love cats.
So, yeah, we're just, you know, silence is within and the space that you create. So at home, I'm like a monk. I'm the opposite of what people think, because I'm outward. I'm so joyful. I'm dancing in the hallway. They call me dancing nurse. I bring joy. I like bringing joy to nursing homes. And when I come home, I recharge and I'm in silence. I take a nap and then I open my home around 6 o'clock for healing or meditation. So silence is a big part of my daily living. Yes.
You know, I love that you said that. And actually, now I'm going to use the word decharge. I just, because you're right. We always think we need to recharge so we can give more, do more. Mm-hmm. But I love decharge. It almost gives me and my soul permission to do mm-hmm. that. And Tessa, I'm very similar. I'm very loud and boisterous, and well, I do talk to the cats quite a bit at home. But I mean, mm-hmm. I'm very much live in silence at home as well, and just listen to all that. Now, just to go back to the mantra meditation, did we? Because I wrote that word down because I didn't want to forget about it.
Yes.
What
mantra that you gave?
Yeah. What would be that? What is that?
So, mantra meditation is actually the repetition of very sacred bijas. Bijas are root words. They are really old. They come from the oldest languages on this earth planet. And they represent different elements, like Om. You mentioned Om. Everybody knows Om. When you vibrate Om, you are actually connecting with universal energy, that which is all of us together, the vibration of all of us together. Now, if you are connected with everything that there is, you are not going to suffer any lack. There is no loss. Why? Because we are all in this together. There is no loneliness. Why? Because we are all one. It is an entity that vibrates together. And when you chant Om, there are just so many things that can happen when you chant Om on the physical level. You could actually get rid of rhinitis, sinusitis, headache. Okay. So if you were to chant Om, and I'm going to chant it for you, but not with an M at the end, but with an NG at the end. Okay. So you might want to try this at home. You chant Om with an NG at the end, and you have your tongue toward the roof of your mouth. And when you chant it this way, if you've had viral infections or sinus infection or whatever is blocking your head, you can get rid of it.
So Tez is going to be doing this too.
So here it goes.
Okay.
So when patients come to me and they can't breathe or they've had a runny nose for weeks on end, I have them chant Om.
And how long? Like how many times?
Enough to get the vibration of whatever is blocked or stagnant in the passages out. And people report to me that they release this brown sludge or huge balls of that were definitely blocking. And those are vessels of infection. They are holding the virus, the fungus, the bacteria that your body needs to be to release. Now, mucus is actually a very healthy thing to have, but sometimes our diets are so thick with fat and acids that they accumulate in those nasal passages, and what to speak of our blood vessels. So when you chant Om, you can actually release that just with the sound. So I challenge those who have that kind of condition.
This is incredible. as if I already did not love this word and symbol enough, I have it tattooed on my hand. It's everywhere in my world. I love it so much. I want to bring this back to the healing, like physical. So if somebody has a toothache,
Yes, 2 6 2. Because that's can help. Wow. You can bring down the level of pain 20 to 40% when you use your breath and your mantra together to just, you know, bring you to this place of peace and calm. Because really the pain is disturbing. It is agitating your nervous system. It is something different, unnatural from yourself. Mm-hmm. So if you were to bring yourself back through OM, you could release any level of pain, even emotional, psycho-emotional pain. So I ask patients who have anxiety or depression. Now, anxiety, all of us are stressed. We are so bombarded with information that we really need that time of silence and meditation on vibration. And that vibration leads us to the vibration and frequency of our spark, our personal spark.
I love that, your personal spark. And I'm gonna tell you something right now. I'll do a little example and share with you later, because I'm going to fly out on Thursday to Idaho Boise for the One Soul Expo. And and sadly, I'm missing your event, Tessa, which we're going to talk about. But, you know, when we get on planes, like a lot of people fly, and that really disturbs. And I love, because they actually use, turbulence and disturbance and all that, it can really affect your sinuses, the pressure and the head. So I'm actually going to practice that when, I'm sure my seat neighbor is going to love me. But, because you just chanted it for us, and I know we'll have commercials in 20 seconds, but when somebody else sings, chants it or hums it, does it have a healing effect on the person hearing it as well as?
Definitely. It changes the entire vibration of the plane or the room or wherever you are.
Oh, wonderful.
You are a channel of light and loving frequency.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. So we are going to sneak away to our last commercial break. But when we come back, Tessa, let's hear about your big event that's coming up this weekend, which is actually with the word OM in it.
Yay!
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg roll showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Yay, Light on Living returns.
Oh, no.
We are here.
Hello, hello. We've got Cheza, Zielcita, and Alma Bella Maglaya.
Yes, yes, that's such a fun name. It's M as in mother, A-G-L-A-Y-A, Alma Bella Magalaya. That's so fun. All your names are so fun.
So Alma Bella means beautiful soul.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know Alma meant soul.
Alma means soul.
Is it Spanish?
Yes, it's Spanish. And Maglaya is actually a nom de guerre. And my father's family comes from revolutionaries. They were revolting against the Spanish who were in our country for 4 centuries. So Maglaya means to free, to liberate. So my name means to liberate the beautiful soul.
Oh, well, they nailed that when they named you. Didn't they? Oh, when you said nom de guerre, I don't know if that's French for you, but in my world, I heard like the name of the war.
Wow.
And Teza, what Teza Zialcita? No, yours is actually Teresa.
Maria, my full name is Maria Teresa,
Yes.
I just don't want to be a saint.
Right. Well, and I just love that both of you have really embraced our names, and it doesn't mean it's our identity, but it does have a vibration to it. And that's why I really wanted to bring that up, just to share about that, because as we are talking about frequencies and vibrations and how to really just give ourselves a little helping hand, just to do these things. And one thing I was thinking about is, Teza, as we approach this weekend, you have an event, and it's not your first. You've definitely done them before. But
yes, this is our third event.
And why, let me just ask you this before we even know what it is. Why is it important to continue having in-person events?
Did you say why is it important?
Yes, because a lot of people say, like with me, I used to be just so stuck on doing everything online, and nope, I can just listen, I can do it by myself. But I would like for you to share, like, why did you decide to? Because it's a lot of work and it's a lot of energy and it's a lot of people all together. So why is it so important to do events when people can attend?
I feel like this is the community, the bonding, the tribal, bringing awareness that there are alternative healing modalities, not just the Western, pharmacology, right? So I feel it just unfolded and it evolved and it became like a beautiful celebration of healers. Yeah, so it's so amazing how we can all contribute and share our gifts to each other. So the healers actually become friends. We gather, we go to fairy forests, things like that. We bring awareness. And in this community that I created with the Om Sisters last year, it turned actually around that they were the one who supported me through the suicide of my son last November.
Yeah.
So, it just like with. I thought I was creating something to support others, and it turned around, and it given me so much support when I was in the dark,
That gave me goosebumps. That is just absolutely beautiful. And that's what I even meant at the very beginning about surprises. Like we don't know what you, like you said, you created it for one reason and beautiful intentions and for the reason, but it just became more. It's more.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's it's like, you never know what is the rippling effect of the creation, just by saying yes and totally surrendering to the service. Because I even ask myself, I'm like, this consumes a lot of energy for me in 6 months, the promoting, just really advertising other people. But I feel that the light workers needs that space to be upheld, right? Like really acknowledging the gifts that they have as spiritual healers.
And there's that acknowledging again. So what is the name of the event, and when is it, where is it, and who is
yes,
it for?
The name of the event is OM, like your OM radio.
Yes.
Yeah, so Om Healing Community event, it's gathering on the 14th, this Saturday and Sunday, 14th and 15th. We have speakers every 30 minutes, starting at 12 o'clock. We have like 22 vendors from acupuncture, Ayurveda, crystals, all these beautiful modalities that we have. And it's in New Westminster by the quay, so by Fraser River. So after their healing, you know, they could go for a walk at the quay and just have that fresh breath of air, and it's just beautiful.
Oh, I love that. I know, see, and you, we even just thinking about it, I'm picturing it, and then we get a little giddy because you think, oh, it's going to be. It is that time that we take for ourselves. And, you know, I love that you said something specific there. You said about saying yes.
Yes.
Now, I was going to ask, now, Alma, my God, if I say Alma. Okay, I'm saying no. When we say the word yes, compared to when we say the word no. Now, sometimes saying no is very important, and we need to say the word no. But is there a known vibration or frequency to each of those words that are, or is it in our intention of when we say it, as opposed to the word?
Probably both.
Okay.
So when you say yes, you are opening your own portals. Now, Tessa talks about portals, and it is good to know that you have many dimensions and many different aspects of life. Like, we all wear different hats. We are mothers, we are sisters, we are radio talk show hostesses, we are healers. We all have different hats. But when you say yes, you are actually opening portals in many different dimensions. Now, Tessa mentioned community and service. And I think that what you're doing, Lisa, is opening us all up to community and service. And when you make us happy, you remain lifted in that happiness. And when we say yes, we are actually like lifting ourselves up in service.
Oh, wow.
Now, mind you, there are times where we have to say no. There are times where we have to take care of our body vessel because perhaps it is now tired or it has taken on too much. And perhaps just a simple bathing of the body can renew it. But I think that bathing the body with frequency and vibration and silence will actually do even more.
Oh, you know, like a sound bath.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, actually, this is a fun story for me to get to share. I had never even heard of a sound bath. I didn't know about sound baths, and I was single and new to the dating world, and I thought, how fun would it be to go on a first date with it on a sound bath? And now let me know, that's a quick way to get to know somebody in a very different way. But I love that you said I'm thinking about the portals and opening and closing, and yes is an opening and no perhaps is a closing. And I think about how saying no is like closing time of a restaurant. And now a restaurant serves food all day and service and smiles, but then they have to close the door because they've got to get ready for the next day. They've got to clean up the dishes, it's kitchens, they got to prepare the food and have to sleep. And so we kind of feel, now I'm kind of imagining my body as like a little restaurant, you know, like opening up closing time. And I do want to go back. You mentioned about bathing with frequency. So is acupuncture a form of bathing the nerves and body and the nervous system in a frequency, or am I off on that one?
No, you're completely correct on that one. Now, we're dealing with chi or life force in acupuncture. Now, there is a circuitry, as I mentioned. Now, when certain organs or even thought forms are off kilter, okay, that means it's out of balance, it's disharmonious, we can actually return the balance, which is putting needles in.
That's crazy. It's fascinating.
For instance, okay, I have had several people come to me in the last week with tinnitus. Tinnitus is having a sound in your ear that is annoying, and it can be a very high-pitched sound or it can be a very low-pitched sound. And doctors say there's no cure for it. You just have to, you know, go along with it, because there is no pharmaceuticals for it. There are no procedures for it. But if you were to meditate and quiet the nervous system down, you could actually help the tinnitus change and shift. And acupuncture is a very good way of doing that.
Now, why does that happen in the first place? Have they become off balance? Have they excited the nervous system so much that that's where the sound is coming from?
Yes. Well, it could come from a trauma. It could come from a physical trauma. It could come from a lifestyle practice where either the liver or the kidney is just too taxed with whatever is bombarding it. Now, when I say bombardment, it could be information as emotions or information as news that has terrified us. But it could also come from, things that we do habitually, like overloading the body with alcohol, with hard liquor. You know, those are good things once in a while, but when they are done consistently, regularly, that's too much for the organs, and we need to help them out to renew themselves. And acupuncture can do that, and a change of diet can do that. Amount of silence can do that.
That's amazing that we can be so, you know, helpful to it. And you just reminded me of something. My best friend, actually, her house burnt down. Now, this is quite a few years ago, not more than 10. I'm trying to think. Oh, I think it is 10 years now. But I remember she had something go on with her ear, and we didn't know what it was. But the day that she was driving back from the insurance company that's finally settled everything, she said she was driving along. She heard a bang, and she thought, "Oh my gosh, my car! Like, what just happened?" But in fact, what it was is the sound in her ears just went away. It went away with a bang, And it was because you said trauma or something devastating, something traumatized, something, you used a good word there, I can't remember, scary, like bad. And it's so funny how our bodies can react that way and with that. So that, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because sometimes there's just no rhyme. Well, there is a rhyme or reason. We can't figure it out until we quiet. I love that. I think that the theme for this show is actually going to be silence.
Yes. Now, going into silence is actually very soothing. It is actually a time where you're saying to your own self, okay, it's time to calm down. We've done very well. We've done quite a bit of good. And if anything wrong has happened, we can correct it. Now, just accept it. You'll be all right. You know, you're actually soothing yourself with the silence. Mm-hmm. And confirming within yourself with confidence that you will get over any hump and you will be able to deal with anything that life pitches you when you actually return to that silence.
Wow, this is such beautiful, everything that we're sharing and talking about. And I want to highlight again who we are speaking with, so that in case they want to reach out to you guys, that they certainly can. And so we'll say it's Alma Bella, no, you said it so nicely.
Maglaya.
And let's send them to, it's almabellawellness.com. So that's a little easier for everybody. Let's have everybody go to check you out and see what you're
Los
up to.
Los Angeles.
Where? What?
I'm in Los Angeles.
City of Angels.
Yes, City of Angels, Los Angeles, that's you. And of course, we have our amazing, lovely Teza Zialcita. And Teza, where can they track you down?
Oh, I actually have TezaZialcita.com.
Okay.
I changed my website, yes.
Okay, well, we'll post that.
And in Vancouver.
Yes, you're in Vancouver, and this event is this weekend. So if you're local or if you happen to be traveling, I was so trying my hardest to see if I could get a flight from Idaho over to you so I can see you on Sunday. Trying to manage all this, but then I might need some heavy silence after this expo as well, because it's just going to be so much. So, ladies, I just think it was absolutely wonderful and beautiful for you to both to have joined us on this lovely Monday.
Thank you. Happy July 9, Lisa.
Aww.
Everyone who's listening.
Aww. And thank you, Teza. And so I know that, Teza, you're always a favorite on the show, so we're going to have you back soon. Oh, and we would love an update about how the event goes. So I'll find you to see how it all goes on Facebook. Are you streaming it by chance?
Yes, I always do a Facebook Live interview with all the healers and vendors while we're doing it. So it's like going to be live, and there's music in the air. We have, like, Joshua, who sounds like Jesus.
Oh,
yeah, he's a professional musician, and he's sharing his service the whole time.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so everybody, you've got to watch this. Just pop onto Facebook Live for there. We'll put all the links up. But anyway, thank you so much, ladies, so much healers, so much angels. Thank you, both of you, so much.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. Namaste.
Namaste. Goodbye, ladies. Bye, everyone. We'll see you next Monday at 12 noon Eastern.